里。Yamuna Tira Vanachari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari
Kunja Bihari
Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Gopi Channa Pallava Giribada Dadi Gopi Channa Gopi Janna Ballava Giribada Dadi Yasoda Nandana Vraja Janna Ranjana Yasoda Nandana Yasoda Nandana Raja Janna Ranjana Jamuna Tira Vanachari Jamuna Tira Vanachari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Jaya Radha Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Jaya Om Vishnu Pad Paramahamsa Parvajikacharya Stata Shri Shri Madhya Zavayan Gray Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Srila Prabhupada Ki Jaya Om Vishnu Pad Paramahamsa Parvajakacharya Astatarasata Shri Shri Madhya's Divine Grace Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Srila Prabhupada Ki Ananti Koti Vaishnavrinda Ki Namachara Srila Hari Rasta Kori Ki Premsa Gaho Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasari Gaur Bhaktivrinda Ki Shri Shri Radha Krishna Gopi Gopinatha Shai Mukunda Radha Kunda Giri Govardhana Ki Shri Vrindavan Dham Ki Shri Mathura Dham Ki Shri Dwarka Dham Ki Shri Jagannath Puri Dham Ki Shri Dhammayapur Chandodaya Mandir Ki Gungamai Ki Jamunamai Ki Tosi Devi Ki Bhakta Devi Ki Samaveda Bhakta Vrinda Ki Is the divine grace Srila Prabhupada ki. Srila Prabhupada ki. Srila Prabhupada ki. Gaur Premanandi. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the lotus feet of Shishi, Guru, and Gauranga, Hari Hari Bo. Namaam Vishnu Badai Krishna Sai Bhaklesh Madhavakri Danta Swanta Say Saswanam Gaur Vanak Chani Nira Say Sanyo Vanak Pasacha Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Nasta praise bhadveshu nityam bhagavate. Nasta praise bhadveshu nityam bhagavate sevaya. Bhagavati uttamo shloke. Bhakti Bhavati Naishtaki. So reading from the Srimad Bhagavatam, 11th canto, chapter 5, verse 11. Loke Vyavayamsha Madhya Seva Loke via vayam misha madhya seva. Loke via vayam misha madhya seva. Nitya hi jantor na hi tatra. Chodana Nitya hi jantor na hi tantra chodana. Vyavastitis Teshu Vivaha Jyagya. Vyavastitis Teshu Vivadha Jyagya. Sura Grahir Ashu Nivritir Ishta. Sura Grahir Asu Nivritir Ishta. Lokevya Vayam Shamaja Seva. Nitya hi jantur nahi tatra chodana. Vyavastitis teshu vivaha jagya. Sura grayer asu nivritir ishta. Loke via vayam isha madhya seva. Nitya hi jantur nahi tatra chodana. Via vastitis teshu vivaha jagya. Sura grahir asu nivritir ishta. Loke vyavayam isha madhya seva. Nitya hi jantor nahi tatra chodana. Vyavasitis teshu vivaha jagya. Sura grayer asu nivritir ishta. Loke vyavayam isha madhya seva. Nitya hi jantor nahi tatra chodana. Vyavastitis teshu vivaha jagya. Sura grahir astu nivritti ishta. Matajis. Loke vyavayam isha madhya seva. Nitya hi jantur nahi ta chodana. Vyavastiti steshu vivaha jagya. Sura grahira sunivritya ishtaha. Loke, in the material world, via vaya, sex indulgence, amisa, of meat, madhya, and liquor, seva, the taking, nitya, always found, he, indeed, Gento, in the conditioned living being. Na, not. He, indeed. Tatra, in regard to them. Chodana, any command of scripture. Vyavastiti, the prescribed arrangement. Teshu, in these, vivaha, by sacred marriage, jagya, the offering of sacrifice, suragrahai, and the acceptance of ritual cups of wine. Don't do that. Asu, of these, nivritti, cessation, ishta, is the desired end. Translation. In this material world, the conditioned soul is always inclined to sex, meat-eating, and intoxication. Therefore, religious scriptures never actually encourage such activities, although the scriptural injunction provide for sex through sacred marriage, for meeting through sacrificial offerings, and for intoxication through the acceptance of ritual cups of wine. Such ceremonies are meant for the ultimate purpose of renunciation. Please repeat. In this material world, the conditioned soul is always inclined to sex, meat-eating, and intoxication. Therefore, religious scriptures never actually encourage such activities. Although the scriptural injunctions provide for sex through sacred marriage, for meat eating through sacrificial offerings, and for intoxication through the acceptance of ritual cups of wine. Such ceremonies are meant for the ultimate purpose of renunciation. Purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki. Utsaha. Very nice. So, this half this purport has been read yesterday, right? So, we'll go on. However, such an injunction for conditioned souls does not apply to great souls, all these injunctions. Kind of hard to jump right in the middle of a purport. Who are fixed on the spiritual platform and are transcendental to material sex. As stated in this verse, nivritti ishta, the actual purpose of the Vedic scriptures, is to bring one back home, back to Godhead, back to the spiritual world. It is clearly stated by Lord Krishna in Bhagavad Gita, yam yam vapi smaram bhavam chijantante kalevaram. Whatever we think of at the time of death will determine our next body. Antakale chamam eva smaram muktva kalevaram ya prayati samadbhavam yati nashtyatra samshaya. Bhagavad Gita 8.5. If one remembers Krishna, he's immediately transferred to the eternal planet of Krishna. Therefore, since all the Vedic scriptures are meant for knowing Krishna, Vedas cha savayam eva veja, the ultimate goal of the Vedas cannot be any type of absorption in the material senses, either licit or illicit. The Vedic regulations governing married sex life are actually meant to prevent sinful illicit sex. However, one should not foolishly conclude that a lusty attraction to his wife's naked body is a perfection of self-realization and Vedic elevation. The actual perfection of spiritual life is to become free from all material desires, navritti, and to fix the mind on Krishna. Similarly, there are other injunctions governing the regulated consumption of liquor and meat. Those who are mad after meat eating are instructed to perform Vedic ceremonies by which they are permitted to consume five types of five clawed animals. Namely, okay, meat eaters get to eat what? Rhinoceroses, turtles, rabbits, porcupines, and lizards. All right, no cows, okay, no chicken. Similarly, the consumption of specific liquors is allowed during highly restricted sacrifices performed on specific days of the year at great expense. In this way, other types of drunkenness and cruel animal slaughter are prohibited. One is gradually purified by performing such activities, and he develops a distaste for foolish activities as meat eating and the drinking of liquor. The Vedic rules and regulations that gradually restrict sense gratification are called vidhi. The word niyama refers to injunctions governing activities that human beings ordinarily would not be inclined to perform. For example, it is said, aha, aha, sanjam upasita. One should chant Gayatri mantra at the three junctions of the day, every day. Close quote. It is also stated, magasnanam prakurvita. Quote, one must take bath daily, even during the coldest months of winter. Close quote. Such injunctions prescribe activities that ordinary would be neglected. Although it has been mentioned above, there are injunctions against neglecting one's lawful wife. There is no injunction against totally neglecting meat eating. In other words, killing of animals are considered most abominable. And although some concession is made for some violent class of men, one should actually completely give up this cruel activity, because even a slight discrepancy in animal sacrifices will cause havoc in one's life. It should be understood that those who have become spiritually advanced by chanting the Hare Krishna mantra under the guidelines of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu are expected to completely give up material sense gratification. If a devotee of Krishna duplicitously tries to take advantage of the scriptural allowances for meat-eating, intoxication, or sex enjoyment, then he commits the 10th offense against chanting. Especially if one has accepted the renounced order of life called Tridandi Sannyas, it is most abominable and reprehensible to become attracted to the Vedic injunctions prescribing regulated sex life for householders. According to Srila Jiva Goswami, there is no such allowance for one in the renounced order of life. The Vaishnava sannyasis should not foolishly become bewildered by the statements in the Vedic literature, such as the following verse from the Manusamhita. Someone's got to tell me. Hare Krishna. Okay. So we're going to end the purport right there. Reading of the purport. Om Jnanata Marandasya Jnananjana Salakaya Chakshur Unmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Nama Shri Chaitanya Manobhistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Vadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurum Vaishnavam Cha Shri Rupam Sakrajatam Sahagana Raghunatam Svitam Stam Sajivam Sadvaitam Sabadutam Parijana Sahagana Shri Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vashakam Vitamscha He Krishna Korina Sindhu Dinobando Chagatpate Gopisha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostate Tapta Kanchana Gorange Radhe Vrindavan Ishwari Vrishabhanu Sutta Deve Panamami Hari Pre Vancha Kalpa Tirubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Bayevacha Patitanam Pavinevyo Vaishnavevyo Namo Nama Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasari Gaur Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So, there is a lot of points in this purport I'd like to cover. Obviously, the 11th canto is, and further on in the 12th canto, explains how this age of Kali becomes degraded. So specifically, it is mentioned here, this is Narada Muni teaching Sri Vasudev. So Vasudev is the father of Krishna, and Narada Muni is Krishna's pure devotee. So to come in contact with two such personalities is a very, very rare thing. But not only coming directly in contact with their vapu, but coming in contact with their vani, just as rare. So by Krishna's grace, we have all come in contact with Srila Prabhupada, with his vani. His vapu is very, very ecstatic, most ecstatic moments of my life. But I can see, I joined this movement when I was 19 years old. That was 45 years ago. I can see that his vani is what you keep in your heart. You keep also the memories of his vapu, but if you love your spiritual master, you will keep his instruction. Otherwise, it is simply lip service, right? Just like a husband can say to his wife, oh, I love my wife, but I cheat on you, I don't feed you, I beat you, but I love you, right? Or a wife, she is unchaste, she doesn't cook for him, and he's like, I love my husband. What is your actions? So in the same way, we are all disciples, which means discipline, or aspiring disciples. So in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, it is stated that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is very mercifully, there are four sampradayas, the Sri Rudra and Kumara sampradaya, and then there's a Brahma sampradaya. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu very mercifully has descended into this Brahma Madhva Gaudiya Sampradaya. Gaudiya means Lord Chaitanya. And by him entering into this Sampradaya, Krishna is the origin of all, and he is Krishna, but he is simultaneously doubled down, so to speak, in this Sampradaya. In this age of Kali, this most degraded age of the Chaturyugas, In this age of quarrel and hypocrisy, so much degradation, so much fighting. Just in the 20th century, two world wars and so many other wars. There's wars going on right now. So many wars are going on. So in this age, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come to this Brahma Sampradaya. And because he has come, and from the Brihadnaradiya Purana, he is quoted, Harinama, Harinama, Harinama eva kevalam, kalau nasteva, 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 gatiranyata. Chant the holy name, chant the holy name, chant the holy name, three times, for emphasis. In this age of Kali, this age of quarrel, this age of hypocrisy, nasteva, nasteva, nasteva. There's no other way. No other way, no other way of becoming self-realized. And because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he did two things. He entered into the Sampradaya, but he also took initiation into the Sampradaya from Ishwarapuri, who is the disciple of Madhavendrapuri. Right? So this, he gave the example, but he also came with all of his glory. He is Sri Bhagavan. He has unlimited power. He has unlimited fame, unlimited knowledge, unlimited renunciation. He came in to teach us how to perform devotional service to himself. So, with his unlimited power, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gives the holy name, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare. All of his transcendental energies are invested in that holy name. That means the same person, that name, Nam Prabhu, is non-different than Giri Govardhan, lifting up Govardhan Hill. The name, one name of Krishna can lift Govardhan Hill for 7 days, at least. But why 7 days? He can lift the whole universe. That is the holy name of Krishna. That's what we get to associate with every single day. Every day we get to associate with Giri Govardhan. And because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has infused all of his potencies in this chanting by coming into cyclic succession, we become empowered. He is the powerhouse, just like the electric powerhouse, right? They generate so much electricity to light up the whole city of Bombay, to light up the whole world. It's being lighted by these powerhouses. And simply by being connected by the proper cables, there's so much power coming through to these lights, right? So the same way, this disciplic succession is our connection to the powerhouse of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. We connect to the powerhouse by taking diksha. So one who takes diksha is a very serious commitment. You have taken diksha. You've gone before God, before the fire, before the guru. And you promise these regulative principles I will uphold. No illicit sex, no gambling, no meat eating, no intoxication. We have made that vow. We're connected. And by keeping that vow, all the power of the holy name that comes out of your mouth, when someone you tell, please chant Hare Krishna. I try to get everyone walking on the street, especially in Mayapur. I just came from Mayapur. And I just go in their face, I go, Hare Krishna. And they go, Hare Krishna, like, I'm sorry. Right? Because by Srila Prabhupada's mercy, he has connected me to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And by Srila Prabhupada's mercy, he's connected all of you to whoever your guru Maharaj is. Hopefully most of you is Radhana Swami. Very fortunate. That is the power of Srila Prabhupada. that he can empower what we came. Omagyanata marandasya gyananjala shalakaya chakshuna minitam yena tasmaishu. We are all blinded. We're completely blinded in ignorance. But Prabhupada forced the Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam into our eyes. And then, oh, we can now see. Imagine going through life without being able to see. Imagine that. That would be very difficult. I one time got hit in the eye with a snowball. And it blackened my eye. They had to put a patch over. I was just blinded with one eye. I was like bumping into things. I was a little boy tripping over. And then if no eyes, imagine. And that's materially. Well, everyone in this material world is blinded. They're blinded by their anger, lust, and greed. They're blinded with the misconception that they are this material body. And because of the material body is whipping you with the threefold miseries, adiatmik, adibhotik, and adidaivik. Everyone is being whipped. No one is, there's no exception. The richest man on this planet, he is also being whipped. Fear, anger, lust, greed. To the pauper in the street, he's being whipped. And each and every one of you, I would say especially, whipped by adiatmik, adibhotik, adidaivik. You cannot escape. This is the design of the universe. This is not our home. We don't belong here. We're all orphans in a sense because we have forgotten our father. Aham bija pradapita. Our material fathers will not protect you. My father passed away. My mother passed away. They could not protect. But Krishna, Ishwara Paraman Krishna, Sachitananda Vigraha, Anadir Adir Govinda, Sarva Karna Karma, Sachitananda Vigraha. His Vigraha is not like our Vigraha. Our forms are just changing at every moment. Every moment. I wrote an article for the Back to Godhead magazine about 20 years ago, and they took a picture of me, and they put it when I was there, and my son saw it the other day, and he said, "Hey, that kind of looks like me." I go, "Yeah, who is that person?" Completely different body. I was young and strong, I'm old, weak. And this will happen to everyone. Don't think this will not happen to you. I was with Srila Prabhupada in October and November 1977, just before Srila Prabhupada went back to Krishna. And Prabhupada was in very inconceivable state of being externally and internally. Externally, the most painful thing of my life. So painful to see Srila Prabhupada like that. But to see Prabhupada completely transcending the body. He could not even sit. He could not even lift the dictaphone. He couldn't even lift the dictaphone. He had to have one of his servants hold the dictaphone, and still he was translating Srimad Bhagavatam. I saw this with my eyes. I was wondering, who is this person? Who is this person? And Prabhupada was not eating for months. He said, "I've conquered all. Now I've even conquered eating. Eating, sleeping, mating, if I'm conquered." He said, "I am practically proving that life does not come from a bag of bones. This is just a bag of bones. That's all. Young bones, old bones, it's bones. Rich bones, poor bones. They're just bones. The soul has nothing to do with it." And Prabhupada said, don't think this will not happen to you. I was like 25 years old. And I can see it is also happening to me. And will happen to every single person in this room, in the sound of my voice. It will happen to you. So this verse describes, not only is this happening, okay, with your eyes covered, your eyes covered with ignorance, with the ignorance of the ahamamati, this illusion that I am this material body, with that false ego, that misconception that I'm this body and everything in connection to this body is mine, right? The conditioned soul becomes inclined. What do they become inclined to? Sex, meat eating, intoxication. This is the Amala Purana, spotless, perfection of knowledge, all perfect. So, everyone that's interested in sense gratification, they will be driven to these things. It's very interesting. It is so amazing how Krishna has arranged this. It is so incredible. Because at one time we were with Krishna. Prabhupada said, you forced Krishna to send you here. When you no longer wanted to serve Krishna, you wanted to be served, you came to this material world. That's why we're all here. It isn't that Krishna is punishing. No. You chose to come here. I chose to come here. We chose to come to this material world. And what happens when you come to this world? Sex, meeting, intoxication. So these are the things that actually imprison us. That's why when you take diksha, the spiritual master is cutting the ropes of your bondage. He's cutting you free. He actually absorbs your sinful activities. That's why we can never repay the debt we owe our spiritual master. Never repay. There's not enough money, there's not enough time, there's not enough energy to ever repay him. All we can do is give what we have, which is our life force and everything connected. Right? So he says, don't do these things. Why? To punish us? No. Just the opposite. He is Kripa Sindhu. He is ocean of mercy. He has given us the opportunity that if we follow the regulative principles, we will become free. Krishna himself in the Gita says, follow the regulative principles of freedom. This is for freedom. The most desirable thing of any human being is to be free, is it not? That's why if you commit a crime, your freedom is taken away. It's a terrible thing. You have to be locked in a cage like an animal, and your freedom is taken. Or if you're captured by an enemy and you're in prison, your freedom is taken away. Or if some oppressor comes in, you know, just like so many oppressors came to India, right? The Mughals came. British came just to oppress, to make you not free. So Krishna says, regulative principles of freedom. Conversely, if you break those principles, you are imprisoned. You are still in this material world. That's why when we sit before the spiritual master, we sit before the fire, we sit before all the devotees. The devotees are all praying for the mercy of Krishna and for the well-being. Vanchakalpatarupyascha Kripa Sindhu Payabaj. Kripa Sindhu, again, ocean of mercy. They're praying for the well-being of all living beings. What is that? What is the well-being? To go back home, back to Godhead. To go, and what do we say? We call, what is that magazine called? Prabhupada wrote? You tell me, what is it? Back to Godhead. Back to Godhead. Why back? How is it that we can go back to somewhere where we've never been? No, because that is back home. That is our home. In the course of one's life, and every person over 60 years old will attest to it. I'm 64. The course of one's life, when you are striving to be successful, whether it's education, whether it's athletics, whether it's in the business world, whatever it is, whether it's in research and development and science, I don't care what you do, you will be feeling frustration in the course and suffering. And the greatest frustration is that, like that, your life is gone. It's just like a flash. Prabhupada used to say, I remember I was a very young brahmachari, and he used to say, ask any old man how fast is 50 years like that. And it's true. It's just saying, I was 19 years old, now I'm 64. 50 years, like, gone. So even if you pretentiously think you're successful, think you're wealthy, think you're powerful, you know, you're going to grow old. Just like Steve Jobs. He's worth $10 billion, but he still died. And he took this much with him. And I don't mean these three fingers. Right? Zero. And that's what... But the devotees, every person that comes into this temple, every person that chants, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Every single person, their life is at least successful and can be perfect. Perfect means you get out of this wheel of samsara. Janma karma chamedavyam evam yo vitatatata tyaktvam deham punarjama naiti mameti sojana. Those who understand the transcendental appearance, transcendental nature of my appearance and birth, do not take birth in this material world again, but attain to my abode, O Arjuna. So, all of this stuff, this nonsense sex, this nonsense intoxication, this nonsense meat eating, this is guaranteeing you another birth. Even if you follow karma kanda, which supposedly gives you the, you know, you go through a process where it reduces your karma. One of the mantras you have to chant when you're slaughtering an animal to Kali is that, in this life I kill you, in the next life you kill me. That's one of the mantras. This life I kill you, next life you can kill me. Well, if you chant that mantra enough, wouldn't it dawn on you? Hey, wait a minute. I'm coming back to be killed. Maybe I should not do this, right? Whereas it says in the Chaitanya Charitamrita that for every hair on the cow's body, you must come back and be slaughtered as well. Right? Maybe, you know, either way, you have to come back. Either way, it is you're forgetting Krishna. And the amazing thing about this Krishna consciousness movement is that this is the prime benediction for humanity at large. This is the best thing you can do with your life. There is nothing, not becoming a scientist, not becoming a businessman, not becoming a doctor. There is nothing better than becoming part of Lord Chaitanya's movement. Of course, the doctors out there, if you're chanting Hare Krishna, I'll take those at your feet. You're taking care of devotees. That is not even practicing medicine. That is practicing bhakti yoga. That's another thing. But if you eliminate Krishna, it is all zeros. 0000. But by the mercy of Srila Prabhupada and our Sampradaya, we bring one. We bring Krishna. We put that one in front of all those zeros, and we become the most fortunate souls in the universe. Hare Krishna. Is there any questions or comments? Okay, so Prabhupada says you have no questions. It means you totally agree with me. So everyone agrees? All right. Today we all surrender to Krishna. Please repeat after me. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Srila Prabhupada ki. Radhana Swami Maharaj ki. Radha Damodar ki. Radha Gopinath ki. Grantharaj Srimad Bhagavatam ki.